Okay, today is Psachim Daf Lamed. Psachim Daf Lamed is a very important daf in Shas. In Maseches Psachim and in Shas, it has at least three or four very important halacha l'maaseh topics, and hopefully we'll be able to touch on some of them. Some of them, the main sugyas are a little bit later, so those I'll just refer to, but some of them we will talk about a little more in depth. So the end of the Gemara, if you remember yesterday, we had three shitas in the Amoraim, the Machlokas Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. What are the halachas of Bittul by Chametz? Right? The question is, there are certain halachas of Bittul the whole year, and is Chametz more Chamer than halachas of Bittul the whole year? But even about Bittul of Chametz the whole year, we had a Machlokas. We saw Rav and Shmuel holds that Min Bemino is Oser B'mashahu the whole year. If something of the same type falls into each other the whole year, then it is Aser. While Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish had said not. So what is Halacha L'maisa, and what are we passing by Chametz as well? So Omar Rava. So Rava makes the statement, and there's a major machlokas. We showed him how to understand Rava. The top of Lamed Abad Aleph. Omar Rava. Hilchasa Chametz Bizmano Bein Bemino Bein Shalo Bemino Aser B'mashahu Karav. Rava holds that by Chametz, whether on Pesach, Bizmano, when it's talking about on Pesach, whether it's Mino or Shaloba Mino, whether it's in its type or not, we mentioned yesterday that you define type according to the Machlokas Ramah and the Shach, but we generally assume like the Shach that type goes by taste. That if two things with the same taste fall into each other, so then it's Mashahu, it goes by any tiny amount is going to Aser, meaning Dine Bittul don't apply. Karav, like Rav. What did Rav say yesterday? Rav held, like in general, Isurim Oser B'mashahu, any tiny amount of Issa that falls in Min B'mino is Aser, and on Pesach, we're going to be Machmir, even Shalo B'mino Atu Mino. That's why on Pesach, even if it's Min B'she'eno Mino, it's going to Aser like Rav. That is number one. And Shalo B'zmano, what about after Pesach? Shalo B'zmano, Bein B'mino Bein Shalo B'mino Mutar Kerib Shimin. Which Rav did not hold like. So it's a split halach psak according to Rava. On Pesach, Chametz Bizmano, he passes like Rav, which is totally Oseh's B'mashahu. And after Pesach, Shalom Bizmano, he passes Mutter totally like Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon says, Chametz is Mutter Mida Oraisa after Pesach. By Chametz Avra Lava Pesach. Against Rav Yehuda. So we're going to get to what about the Issa Drabban in a minute. But so what do we see from Rav Shita? This is one of the few times that Rashi paskins. Rashi paskins, and so one of my rabbis once said, Rashi only paskins two or three times in all of Psak, in all of Yerodeah, and we don't paskin like him any of the times that he paskins. So Rashi here says, Amar Rava Hilchasa, top Rashi. Shmamina, what do you see from this line? To Pasak Rava Hilchasa, do you see from here that Rava paskins, the Kali Surit Shabbat Torah Biminan B'mashahu, that by all Isurim in the Torah, Isur Mashu, because what do you see? Rav is passing like Rav. What did Rav say yesterday? Rav says that by all Isurin Shabbat Torah, it's Oser B'mashu, Min B'mino. This is very important, very halacha l'maisa. By Min B'mino, there's no bittul. Kol Isur Shabbat Torah B'mino B'mashu. Sorry, can you give me a nidarm? Continue, V'lo Shani Lan Bein Chametz L'Shari Surei, and there's no difference between Chametz and Shari Surim, El B'hamels, except by Shalom B'mino, on Pesach, that also is Oseh B'mashu. Thank you. Shamina Mina, so what do you see from here? Chalev, or Chalev, Shanafal Kedera, Oseh B'mashu. If you have two liquids that fell into each other, one is Treif, it Asers, V'chein Halacha. This famous rule that we know, you need 60 times, you have to knock out the tam, the no say tam, that's only b'shalob aminon. That is Shitas Rashi. That, by all Yisurin Shabbat Torah, we paskin Oser B'mashu. The first word is chametz. So are you medayik by that word? When Rav says hilchos a chametz, so Rashi says, but what's that based on? It's based on what Rav said yesterday. Rav said that the only reason it says chametz in that first line of the Gemara is because of the shalo b'mino. We're machmer even by shalo b'mino on Pesach atumino. But even by all Yisurim though, we aser b'mashu. So basically, this means that Rashi paskins, and Tosfos says it like this on the first line of Tosfos, Pasuk Rashi Bechulin, Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the sheet in the Tanon that says, Min Bemino Eino Batel. If you have two things that fall into one thing that falls into each other, and they're of the same type, Eino Batel. What's the svar for this? Why by Min Bemino Eino do you say there's a concept called Bittul and Min Bemino not? So this is based on that Ron that we've referred to a number of times that spoke about Davar Sheish L'Matzirin. But in that first part of that Ron, it's a beautiful Ron on Nedarim Nun Beis Aman Aleph. He says as follows. Explaining the Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who we generally don't paskin like, but Rashi paskins like him. Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, Min Bemino Eino Batel. Says the Ron. Min Bemino de Is... I'm sorry, let me skip the line. V'ksav Rabbi Yehuda, Hayno Taima, Mishum de Min Bemino Lo Batel, Lefisha Kol Davar Shehu Dome Lechaveiro, Eino Machlisho Umavatlo. like substances don't clash with each other. Elamamido machazko. They strengthen each other. Only when you have a clash of two items do they fight and one overpowers the other one. But when you have two like items, minbamino, they could coexist. No problem, says Rabbi Yehuda. Umishamachi, that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds Bekulu Isure to Minbamino Lobatil. And Rashi Faskins like Rabbi Yehuda. That's our Rashi. Verabbanan continues the Ran. The Rabbanan, who says Minbamino is also subject to Bittul, Lomashmalahachi. Why? Because fundamentally, says the Ran, even the Rabbanan agree to that. Only different substances clash. Like substances are Mavatil. But even minbamino, says the Ran, the Rabbanan hold, are not like substances. Mikomako minbamino to iser veheter ein domen zelazeh. If one's aser, one's mutter, that's not minbamino, says the Rabbanan. Tekimon dechadas vechad shari she'ein roi leilich acher dimyonon be'etzem echer ela acher chilukan be'iser veheter. The Rabbanan also agree that to the concept of like substances don't clash and therefore they're not mevatel each other. But you know what? When one something's aser, one something's mutter, then they're very different. And that's not totally like substances, and therefore one can be about to the other. That's the same Ran about Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, but that is the Ran for the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda Minbamino Labato, and that is what Rashi Paskins here. That Minbamino by all Isurim, not just by Chametz, all Isurim, Osir B'mashu when it comes to Minbamino. That is Shitas Rashi. Yeah. With the Ran along the Ramah about shame and not by Tom. It sounds like he's pointing in that direction. Right, what does Rashi mean? That means by Min Bamino.
So
what did it fall into? Meaning, let's say, Chilav Shnafal Kedera. If you have a meat that fell into chicken soup. Right, so if it's Chalav, not. Right, so if it's Flesh, I'm not sure what it probably Chilav. I'm not sure what it means. That is Shitas Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam here attacks Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says, on like the 10th skinny line, Rabbeinu Otam Amar, De'chol Eilu Einan Rayos. He quotes all the rayos that Rashi brings and says they're wrong. De'ein Alacha Loka Rabbi Yehuda, V'loka Rav. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? It's a Chumra of Chametz. Look at the first word, like Menachem said. Hilchasa Chametz, .. Aye, what about Rav? Is it Rav paskin like Rav? No. Says Tosfos. Just skipping a few lines. Udishmaitza igarsinan b'mashihu karav. If you have that girsa, which we have, that Rav is passing like Rav, yishlomash aposik b'chametz karav v'lo mitaymei. He passes like Rav by chametz, but not because of Rav's reasoning. The Rav sphere, because he's searching by Torah, minbamino b'mashihu. Rav himself holds, like we saw yesterday, minbamino does b'mashihu. Same thing by chametz, and he just says vachri even by shalobamino. But Rav, he's passing by chametz, but not because it's similar to Shari Sir, but because he's more machmir by chametz. V'rava leslei eladavka b'chametz b'pesach. Mishum rechubur to chametz. Obviously, this is how we paskin. Chametz is osur b'mashahu. But other isurim is not osur b'mashahu. Other isurim are batel, berov mida oraisa, b'shisha mida rabbanan. Even by min b'mino. Even by min b'mino. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin by min b'mino. It is batel also. So this is, we paskin like Tosfos. We got Rabbi Yehuda Igon, the Bahag. So Tosfos says, why we machmir? Tosfos' lashon was mishum chumra dechametz. So this is machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What do we paskin by all the surim? By anything treif. If something treif, you put your tiny milchik spoon into the fleishik chicken soup. According to Rashi, you finished. There's no concept of bittel because min bamino is lo batel, right? That you never by chametz is even shari surim is osir b'mashu. Fine. I alluded to the end of Shir yesterday that there is some other groups of Rishonim as well. The Rambam also says, like Tosfos. The Rambam says, no, it's only Shari Surim is subject to Bittul by Mimabino, but not by Chametz. But he has a little different reason why Chametz is not Batal. Why is Chametz Osir Mashahu? Rabbi Natam says, just Chumr the Chametz. Chumr the Chametz. The Rambam here in Perak Tezvav, Halacha Tes of Hilchas Machalos Asuros, the Rambam says, why is Chametz not Batal? Lefi shalhari la'achra pesach tiyakolat harobas muteres kavosha biarnu. It's a davar sheish lamatirin. We've learned if somebody's going to become mutter, it's not somebody's laws of bittel. Even if it's a drabanan, even be'elef. That's what the Rambam says. Chametz is a davar sheish lamatirin. That's why it's not some general mishum chumrat to chametz, but it's a davar sheish lamatirin, and that's why it is going to be not bittel. That's what the Rambam says. Ask the Ran on our Gemara. Quotes the Rambam. And he says, what's the Rambam talking about? He has three kashas on the Rambam, but the third one is, chametz is a davar sheish lamatirin? How many times have you eaten chametz that was usher on Pesach, that became mutter after Pesach? It's still usher midrabanan. That's a davar sheish lamatirin? It's only going to be usher midrabanan. It's only us, therefore it's a davar sheish. What's the Rambam talking about? Chametz isn't a davar sheish lamatirin? So that's why the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran is chavis davishes matirin or not. So again, this might be totally on our svaris that we've said before. The only problem is that the Ran doesn't work out well according to his own shita. That we said before two svaris. If you say davishes matirin is not possible because you might as well wait. Here you can't say you might as well wait because you're never going to be able to eat it. So that is not going to be called a davishes matirin. So that's what the Ran says. But according to the other Ran that we learned about, the Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, where the Ran says that, no, it doesn't have to do with you might as well wait, but it has to do with halachically. If it's Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, halachically it's classified as heter, and like we just said from the Ran, heter b'heter is not batil. So then, as long as it's mutter b'daraisa, maybe it can still be called the Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. And that's what the Rambam would say. So that could be behind this machlokas, but again, the Ran l'shitaso does not work out. Yeah. The chametz that you have versus chametz in the world. So do you go by this piece of chametz, or do you go by chametz in general? That also might be totally on this issue. Do you go by this piece of chametz or not? The Mordechai here on our Gemara, this I think I mentioned this at the end of the shiur yesterday, the Mordechai on our Gemara says, no, chametz is not a davar sheyesh l'matirin. He argues on the Rambam too. But you know why? Because it's going to be us or next Pesach. You're going to have a long time to eat it, but it's going to be us or next Pesach. It's unbelievable. The Mordechai says, it's not a davar sheyesh l'matirin because next Pesach is going to be choser v'neir. So again, that's obviously not assuming that it's, you might as well wait, because you can have somebody's time to eat it. But it could be if it's about halachically defining the object, so if you could already see the Isser in the future, so that it could be that it will still be classified not as a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. Though it's the Ramah, by the way, quotes two deyas in Yeredeya, whether Chametz is a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin or not. He quotes as Machlokas between the Rambam versus the Ran and the Mordechai. Okay. Is there any way to know what we paskin? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, if you look at the beginning of Tav Mem Zayin, Shulchan Aruch paskins that by Shar Isurim, it's Batel, by Shar Isurim, sorry, where is it? Beginning of Tav Mem Zayin, Shar Isurim, that we paskin that Bittel works. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Chai. But is there any way to know, is he saying because of Tosfos, it's the general Chumrut the Chametz, or is he saying because of, like, the Rambam, it's a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin? Is there any way to know why the Shulchan Aruch says what he says? So some Achronim are Medayik from Sif Beis, the next halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Let me ask. So we pass in Chametz is not us. Chametz is Oser B'mashehu. But why is the Shulchan Aruch? Our question now, why do we pass it that way? Is it because of Chumrut the Chametz or because of the Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin? When does the Iser Mashehu start? What happens if you have Chametz that became Nisariv on Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach is not Pesach yet. It's after the sixth hour. So it's Oser D'oraisa, but there's no Chiyuv Kares yet. So that's a great test case, because Chumrut the Chametz doesn't apply yet. There's no kares, but it still already might be a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Mem Zayin Beis, Chametz Shenis Ariv on Erev Pesach is not Oser B'Mashehu. It's like Shari Surim, and it goes by Rov, and it goes by Nesinas Tam. So what do you see from that Shulchan Aruch? That he's paskening like Tosfos, because you go by Chumrut the Chametz, therefore the Chumrut the Chametz only starts on Pesach. So it's a beautiful diak in the Siv Beis, Taf Mem Zayin Beis, that the Shulchan Aruch paskens straight like Tosfos, not even like the Rambam. Okay, so that is issue number one. Continues the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. By the way, they say the Bali Musar and the Bali Drash say that, you know, Chametz is Oser B'Mashehu. What does Mashehu mean? That if you look at the words of Chametz and Matzah, there's only a little Mashehu difference. The Ches and the Hey. Right? The Tzadik is the same, and the Mem is the same. So, Chametz is Oser B'Mashehu. So they talk about that idea, based on this, connected to this Gemara. Continues the Gemara. So we just said that the second half of Rava's statement, that if it's Shalob is Manu, it's Mutter, like Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, it's Mutter? When we have a Rava Hachi. Who says that? I'm a Rava, Rav Shimon Kanasakanis, of our love, but by Rabbi Matzi, how can you say Chametz is mutter after Pesach, and it doesn't aser? This is a drabanan of Chametz over love Pesach, right? You can't go into a store that was owned by Jews on Pesach. So Hani, you can't buy Chametz. So says the Gemara, Hani mili be'ene. The Isra of Chametz over love Pesach is only when you have Chametz ba'en, actual Chametz. Aval al yidei taroves lo, but Chametz in a mixture is not a problem, and that's what Rav is talking about. Chametz over lover Pesach with ta'aroves is not usser. That was not included in the knas. V'yadzer Rav l'taimei, like Rav told his goes l'shitaso. To Amar Rav, as Rav says, ki avina b'Rav Nachman, when we were with Rav Nachman, ki avinaf ki shiva yomi de Pesach, right after Pesach ended, the Achronim say, what do you mean 7 days? Rav Nachman lived in Bavel, right? 8 days. Okay, lav dafka. So he says, when Pesach finished, Amar lan, puku v'zavinu chamir d'bnei chela. Go buy the chametz of the b'nei chela, of the soldiers, of the non-Jews. So you see, right after Pesach, he went and said that they were able to buy they were able to buy chametz. What Rav is consistent in what shita? So Rashi explains that he's consistent in holding like Rav Shimon, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That's what we said. He holds like Rav Shimon by chametz shavu lava Pesach. So you see, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we said Rabbi Yehuda answers even non-Jewish chametz. So that's how you know this story proves that Rav holds like shita Rav Shimon that it's only aser, that it's only aser on Pesach, it's only aser midrabanan after Pesach. And if it's a leitaroves, that's the chiddush that we just added. Chametz shavu lava Pesach, but taroves is not aser. Tosfos here brings up an important idea, and that is Tosfos in Dibur Maskil L'Shehinu asks the question based on the principle of Ein Mevatzlin Isur L'Chadchila. You can't be Mevatel Isurim L'Chadchila. That's a principle according to Rov Rishon and Methodist Rabbanon. There's a Ravid that says it is a Daraisa. The Ravid in the Sefer Isur Mashihu. It's a good day to quote it. There's at the end of Taurus Abayas, which is the Rashba's Sefer on Yeradeya, there's about a 10-page Sefer called the Ravid's Isur Mashihu. Ravid's Isur Mashihu. In there he passes, Eim Avat L'Nisra L'Chadchila is a Nisra Daraisa. But asks the Ri, and tells the Shehinu, what are you talking about that after Pesach, Chabei Shavala Pesach is going to be Mutter? Actually, you know what? Let's wait, because that has to do with in two lines from now also. So we'll wait a minute to do that line. Two dots. Amar Rav. Rav says, Kedewas Pesach Yishaveru. The pots that you used on Pesach, says Rav, must be broken. Why? You can't keep them. What does Rashi? Rashi explains that Rav Shita is based on three opinions. Three opinions, and we don't pass on like any of them. What are the three opinions? Number one, Rav passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that Chametz after Pesach is Asur Bahana. That's number one. Asur Bahana Midaraisa. Number two, that after Pesach it's Oser B'mashahu. And number three, No Saint Tam Lefgam is Asur. There's a principle that usually after 24 hours, tastes become bad, and that's why a lot of times when you ask a question, the Rav will say, have you used it within 24 hours? Because after 24 hours, we assume at most it's going to be is a Durabanan, Nosei Tam Lefgam, is a Durabanan, and many times we're Mekel B'dieved by Nosei Tam Lefgam, which we pass in Mutter. But here, says the Mutter, at least B'dieved, maybe not L'Chadchila, but says Rav here, No Sidam of Gam is Aser. Those are the three shitas that Rav is based on. So here, so what's the pshat? So it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. So this was this chametz blia absorption in these pots that you use before Pesach. It's chametz thick pots. And the chametz, when Pesach came, it became Aser. So after Pesach, what are you going to do? As we're going to see, it's going to be talking, let's say, Kli Cheres, as we'll see on Amud Beis, you can't kasher Kli Cheres, you can't kasher earthenware kalim, you can't kasher china, you can't kasher those kind of things, number one. So what are you going to do? It's Dozi Tam Lefgam, it's after 24 hours, but so what? Rav says Dozi Tam Lefgam is Aser. So that's why, according to Rav, you got to break your pots after Pesach, and you don't want to leave them in your house, as the Ritva, just to use for cold. You could use for cold, you could use treif pots for cold, because there's no absorption, right? You go somewhere and you're staying in in a hotel, and let's say there are bowls there, so you want to use those for milk. You want to use those for milk. So you use it for milk, treif. You have to have a cold bowl of cereal in a treif bowl. So Rav says, so the Ritva says here that even if you use it for cold, it's a gzera. You don't want to keep it in your house, because you might come to use it for hot. That is Shitas Rav. So ask the Gemara about Amai, L'shahinu achar Pesach v'levet v'hushalo b'minon. One second. Rav agrees that after Pesach, that chametz is batil. Chametz is not oser, it's not oser b'mashahu, after Pesach. Right, what did Rav say up above? That after Pesach, Rav holds like Reb Shimon. Right, so says the Gemara, so therefore that's what you should do. You could fill it up, and it's only a ta'am in the pot, so it's only a mashahu. So it's going to be batil if you put anything into the pot. So why doesn't Rav say you could use it after Pesach? So the Gemara says, Gzeira demo asalamevit bubamino. No, you're right, shalo bamino is going to be batel, but Gzeira, you might come to use the pot bamino, and Rav holds, min bamino always is oser b'mashehu. Period. V'shmuel amar lo yishavir. Shmuel says, no, don't break the pots. Right? Why? Because Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. After Pesach, Chabad Shalom Pesach is mutter. Avo maji lo achar zmano, but wait till after zman. V'avid bu b'mino b'shalo b'mino. And then you could use it, period. Mino or shalo b'mino. Period. V'yaz de Shmuel l'taymei, and Shmuel goes according to his reasoning. The Amar Shmuel lahanu de mizavni kandi. Shmuel said, according to those who sold pots, ashvi zvini akandichi. Don't keep your prices normal. Keep your prices at a regular level when you sell. V'ilo, because Shmuel threatens them, because if not, if you raise the prices, because you think like everybody has to throw out their pots after Pesach, so you're going to shoot the prices up, I'm going to announce that really we pass like Reb Shimon. So we don't have to worry about any of these throwing out the pots. So it says the Gemara, one second. V'lidrashalhu. The Shmuel Reb Shimon Sfirolei. What's he waiting for? So just say we pass like Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, Asri the Rav. No, Rav was the Mar of the Asra. They were in Rav's city, so he didn't want to pass them that way, but he wanted to make sure that the prices stayed stable. So he just told them privately, if you raise the prices, then I'm going to make sure that demand goes down. So therefore, make sure that you don't raise the prices. Period. Says the Tosfos, the Dibur Maskil Shehinu. What did the Gemara just suggest? According to Rav. Hey, according to Rav, what do you have to break the pots for? You have treif, quote-unquote, pots. You have chametz in these blias. So just be mevatel it. Put a lot of stuff in there, and you mevatel the iser. What's the problem? It'll be a tarovest. So ask the Gemara, what I referred to before. E mevatel iser l'chadchila. We know the principle. You're not allowed to be mevatel isurim. What are you talking about? E mevatel, right? What are you allowed to do? How is the Gemara suggesting that? E mevatel iser l'chadchila. What's the svar for Eimav Atlan Nesel Chachila? So Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar under Eimav Atlan Nesel Chachila quotes a reason al pi nigla and a reason al pi nistar. Eimav Atlan Nesel Chachila. Number one, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, one second. The Torah says certain things are usur. If you say that you're allowed to be mevatel isurim, then nothing will ever be usur in the world. You'll take your isurim and you'll throw in some hetter stuff. There won't be anything. There's a concept called bittul. If you say you're allowed to be mevatel isurim, then there's nothing ever. That frank is delicious. I want to eat that frank. You know what? But I can't because it's straight. Okay, let me get 5,000 other francs. I'll throw them all together. So, you know, I'll get that franc also. So the world would. The Torah must be assuming that. It's misvara, number one. Al pi nigla. Al pi nistar, he quotes the Mekubalim. Mekubalim say that every ma'acholas asuros has nekudos hakedusha in it. Everything in the world has nekudos hakedusha. Nothing's all bad. Everything has nekudos hakedusha in it. And at certain times in history, Hashem goes there that it's time for those Nekudas HaKadusha to come out and become part of, you know, to be Mishamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go to eaten by a person, be used for a mitzvah. But who are you to decide when it's time for those Nekudas HaKadusha to come out? When it happens, Mamela, by accident something falls in, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. It's my mistake, I messed up. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really guiding my hand in order to bring out those Nekudas HaKadusha. But when you're going to be Mevatel HaKadusha, you know how to do that. Maybe it's not the time for those Nekudas HaKadusha to come out. That's Al Pi Nistar. So we have two reasons, Al Pi Nigla and Al Pi Nistar, for Eim Mevatel Nesel HaKadusha. That's in Beis HaOtzar, Siman Tzadik Aleph. So anyway, asks Tosfos, Eim Mevatel Nesel HaKadusha. So what are we suggesting to do? To turn it over to, after Pesach, put in the food in order to be mevatel the yisur. So Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, he says maybe here it's allowed because it's after Pesach and it's Osher Tam Lefkam. It's a very, very low level yisur. But the second answer Tosfos gives, he quotes Rav Yosef, quotes the Ri, and the Ri says, but one second, what's the option here? The option is you're gonna have to throw out your pots. So that's not called the chachil anymore. That's called bidyeved. If the only option that you have is to throw out your pots, so then being mevatel, that's not mevatel l'chadchila. You don't have a choice. You have to throw out your pots every year. So that's called b'tiyevet, and therefore that's why the Gemara suggested that you could be mevatel it. There's another beautiful answer from Rav Yosef Engel, given here in his Sefer Gilyoni Hashas, where he says, what's the principle of being mevatel nisal l'chadchila? When you're making something mutter because you're being mevatel it. Here, says the Rav Yosef Engel, it's not working in bittul. It's within the Knas of Chamish Arvah of a Pesach doesn't apply a taroves. You're just creating a taroves. You're not being mevatelit. So that's why the whole din doesn't apply. The whole question doesn't get off the ground. Invalid zalachil is when you're being mevatel something to make it mutter. But here you don't have to be mevatelit. You're just creating a taroves. You're creating a taroves. That's not included in the Yisr. So that's why it would be mutter. Three answers, two in Tosas, one in Rabbi Yosef Engel. Continues the Gemara. Let's say you have an oven that they smeared onto the inside of the oven fat, say kosher fat, in order to like give everything in the oven a little taste. Basically, you made your oven fleishig, right? You smeared on you smeared it on. Asira rava bar eloi lamechle lirifta afil b'milcha. Bread that was baked in that oven, rava aser to eat even in salts. Meaning, even not with milchik. La'olam. Rashi says this word, la'olam, adds in, even if the oven was, you put it through a heat cycle. You burn the oven out, and then you put the bread in. Still, it's going to be aser. It's going to be considered fleishik bread. Dil ma'aser l'mechle b'kutcha. It's aser because you might come to eat it with milchiks. This is the iser d'rabanan. This, the main sugi is on daf lamed vav, so I'm not going to say much about it now. There's an iser d'rabanan to make fleishik bread and milchik bread. Right? Bread has to be parv. Because bread is a staple of life, bread is eaten with everything, and gzeira, Chazal already made bezman gemara, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Right, gzeira, you're not allowed to eat milchik bread or fleishik bread. There are certain heterim, how could there be Thomas's English muffins, Right, that's the big kasha of the sugya, right? OUD, that's a real OUD, not just DE, right? So the question is, how do you eat Thomas English waffles? How's there a hechsher on it? The Ben Shem, come back next week when we do Daf Lamed Vav. You know, I made sure it's a weekday, so we'll be able to talk about it on a weekday also. But that's Daf Lamed Vav. That's where the main sugya is. That's milchik bread and fleishik bread. Meisvei, it's a kasha on Rava. Rava said it even applies even if you heat the oven in between. So meisvei ein lashon aseisa b'chalav. If you're not allowed to knead dough with milk, v'mash kalapas kula asura. And if you did, the whole bread is asur. But a hair galav there because you're used to eating it with all types of dips. Kayotzi bo, similarly. You can't smear the inside of the oven with the tail, meaning something fleshik. But if you did, the pas is going to be asur until you fire up the oven. But what do you see from there? That firing up the oven in between is going to help. Because you see from here that if you self-clean the oven in between, it's going to be mutter. Fine. Amli Ravina Ravashi, 1 second. So if Rava Bar Eloi is not correct, meaning we hold that you could kasher the oven in the middle, so why did Rav say you have to throw out the pots? Kasher the pots. Just like you kasher the oven, kasher the pots. Amai Kamarav Kaderis Pesach Yishaveru. Why did Rav say you have to break your pots? Just kasher them. Says the Gemara. Amrle, no. What's the material? Hassam Tanur Shamateches. The oven that we're talking about that you could kasher is metal. Metal could be kashered. Hacha, Bikhtera Shal Khara. How is metal kashered? That oven, you burn it. Right? You put the fire on. As we're going to see in a minute, the general rule by Hag'ala is usually Bolo Kach Polto. Just however the Isser went in, the Isser goes out. So if something is fire, the Isser went in with fire, it's an oven, so you could kasher it with fire. If something went in with cooking, hot water, you can kasher it with hot water. If something is cold, then nothing went in. So that's the usual rule, kabola kach polto. So when it comes to metal, that applies. It got asered with fire, it became fleshuk with fire, so it could become kashered with fire. Hacha b'ktir shal cheres askinan. But the pots that we're talking about, according to Rav, is cheres, earthenware. And as we're going to see in a few minutes, cheres cannot be kashered. You can't kasher cheres. Because the Gemara assumes that cheres absorbs and is not polite. Absorbs the iser and it never gets rid of it. Vibayisema, or a different answer, hava habishal cheres, or maybe they're both cheres, and there is a possibility to kasher cheres. How? But the difference is zehasekan mibefnim and zehasekan mibachutz. By the oven, the fire's inside. So the fire is going to burn up the inside, so that's going to kasher it. But by a pot, you don't have the fire inside the pot, you have the fire outside the pot. That's not going to be enough. When you have the pot and the fire outside the pot, that's not going to be enough to kasher it. Says the Gemara, "V'chitei ma'achinami levelei hasaka mibifnim." So fine. So turn the pot upside down and put the fire inside the pot. That'll work too. So says the Gemara, "No, that won't work either." Chayis alei mishum depaka. Very important four words. No, because we're worried that you're not going to do it well because you're worried it's going to break. Your oven is a nice, strong, big oven, so the fire, you always have the fire inside. But when you have a cheres, chayis alei, we're worried that you're not going to do it well, Mishad Depaka. What do you mean not do it well? Machlokas Rashi in the Rush. Rashi here says, you're going to be more a heter and not even do it bechlal inside. You're just going to do it outside. And the Rashi here says, no, you're going to do it inside, but you're not going to do it for so long, because you're going to be worried it's going to crack. Because cheres is very fragile when it comes to fire. So it's machlokas between Rashi and the Rush. What are we worried about? So it's a big nafkamina, because according to Rashi, it sounds like you're not going to do it at all. Well, Maisa, what if you didn't? What if you did hesek mibifnim? So does it work or not? Does it work or not if you did hesek mibifnim? So that's the machlokas here also between the Ritva. The Ritva quotes the Rashba, his Rebbe, and who says it would not work, but he thinks himself that it would work b'diyeved. Hasaka, like a blowtorch, would work even on cheres. That's the machlokas we're showing him here. There is an interesting discussion, though, an extension here in the Ritva. The Ritva here quotes the Ra'ah, also one of his Rebbeim, who says, you know what you see from this Gemara? If something is kasherable, but there's a chash that you're not going to do it well because you're already going to break, then you can't kasher it. That's what the Ritva quotes the Ra'ah says. And therefore says the Ra'ah, who adin by glass? What about glass? Just a moment of background. The Gemara, there are three shitas in the Rishonim, on our Gemara. Three shitas about glass. Can glass not become treif at all? Because glass is not boleya, it's smooth. There are no cracks in it. It doesn't absorb. Glass is smooth. Things just fall right out. That's one sheet in the Rishonim. That's what the Mechaber Paskin's like. Glass does not become treif. You can have hot coffee in a glass, and you can have hot chicken soup in a glass. It doesn't become treif, period, as long as you wash it out. But that's one sheet in the Rishonim. Then you have another sheet that says that glass is like cheres. Glass is like earthenware. It becomes treif, and you can't kosher it. That's the other sheet. And then you have the middle sheet that says glass is like metal. Glass is like, it becomes straight, but you can kasher it. Those are the three sheets in the Rishonim about glass. Because again, glass isn't in the Torah. Right? It doesn't say schuchas. That's why we told about glass, midrabanan. Today we're talking about hagalas kalim, just kashering, not tefilas kalim. It's a separate dindrabanan. But said that's the three halachos we showed him. So the ra'ah here assumes like the middle opinion. The ra'ah in the Ritva says, glass can be kashered, but you know what? You're going to be scared. You don't want the glass to break. And therefore the ra'ah says, laman mikan, even though I agree, says the Ra, can be kashered, because it's like kli matches kli nizeh, but still, mikamakom ikal aveches techayis alayodim apaki. Below sharina leilachat chilul hagilon. Just like the Gemara says, by cheres you're worried, so too by glass. We do not assume generally like this Ra, because the Mishnah Berurah writes. But one second, if you used it for hot water, you used it for a cup of coffee. So obviously you're not worried if hot it's in hot something. So you'll be magalit too. What's the difference? You used it for hot, so l'chora it won't bother you when you're magalit for hot. So that is why the Mishnah Berurah paskes baker din, you should kash, you'd be able to kash your glass. What do we do halacha l'maisa? In general, the Shulchan Aruch svardim kasher glass. Svardim kasher glass. I'm sorry. Svardim say you don't even have to kasher glass. The end of Tafnun Aleph. So in Tafnun Aleph and Hilchas Pesach is a lot of Hilchas Hechsher Kalim in general the whole year because it comes up by Hilchas Pesach. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Klei zchuchis. Afilum bachrisan lakiyim. Afilum shalishem betchamin. Even if you use glass for hot chocolate milk, hot coffee. Ein tzrichin shum hechsher. The Shulchan Aruch Haskins Lakula, glass cannot become treif. Glass is not bole at all. She'enam bolim, u'b'shtiva ba'al masagiluhu. You could use your glass for a hot cup of chicken soup, and then wash it off, and then use it for hot chocolate. Well, the opposite way. But anyway, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Haskins. And the Ramah is machmir. Hagav yesh machmirin, va'omrin tekleis chuchas, afilu ba'hagala lo mahaniluhu. He goes to the most machmir shita, that maybe glass, even hagala doesn't help. V'chein haminuk ba'ashkaz b'medinos elu. We generally, Ashkenazim, assume that we assume like the middle opinion the whole year, and like the Machmir opinion on Pesach. We assume like you can kasher glass. If your glass becomes treif, we assume that you can, it is boleya, but you can kasher it. We treat it like metal. But we are chumrid the Pesach. Ashkenazim do not kasher glass for Pesach. That is generally what we, the Ashkenazim, do. Svardim might do it because they say it's not even, it's not a boleya at all. But because there's a three-way machlokas we show him, that's the yisod we get out of this Gemara. Three-way machlokas. The Ra'ah, we did it here because the Ra'ah says, you can't kasher because Dilma Paki, you're worried. We generally do not assume that way. Three of Machlokas, where the whole year we assume that you can kasher it. By Pesach, Ashkenazim do not, the minog is not to kasher glass for Pesach. Okay, continues the Gemara. Hilkach, hi Buchya. Because of what we just said, there's a difference between if the fire is inside or outside. Hai buchya, this type of kli that it could be heated inside or outside, it depends where the heat was from. Haseko mi bachutz hu aser. If you heated it from the outside, that it does not kasher it, and it's aser. Vimal yagurmi, but if you filled the inside with coals, shaper dami, then it's going to work, because inside with coals, obviously, that is kashering it from the inside. Period. Amalei Rabbeinu Lo Rav Ashi, hani sakini de pischa hechi avdinan lahu. How do I kasher my knives for Pesach? Asks Rabbeinu to Rav Ashi. How do I kasher my knives for Pesach? So the Ran points out that this question doesn't lav dafka about Pesach. It's about the whole year. How do you kasher your knives the whole year? But he asks him about Pesach, number one. But it really applies the whole year. And number two, the Sfasema says, why dafka is he asking him about knives? We're going to see any silverware can be kashered in the following way. So the Sfasema says, we know, though, there are certain chumers of knives. That's why he asks him about knives. Right? We know there's something called duchka de sakina. We know, and usually if something is cold, something is cold. It doesn't absorb taste if it's cold. Generally, there are a few exceptions, which we'll get to one of them at the end of the Amud. But generally, that's true. But there's an exception. If a knife cuts a sharp item, that's considered hot. If a knife cuts an onion, the onion is fleishik, if it's a fleishik knife. If a knife cuts something sharp, that's why, whenever you have a question about knives, you always have to be worried about knives. But if a knife is cutting a regular, non-sharp item, so then we assume it's just like cutting it with a fork. But if you're cutting a pickle, if you're cutting an onion, if you're cutting garlic, if you're cutting any of those, then it's more chamor. And if the knife is a certain fleishik or milchik, then that item is now, if you want to make a par of challen, and you cut your onion with a knife, and now you put the onion in, the onion's fleishik. So your challen might be fleishik, based on was a bittel. So says the Sfasemis, maybe here, that's why he asked him about knives, because sometimes knives are more chomer. So asks Ravina, what am I supposed to do about my knives? Omer le l'didi chantaka abdinan. So Rav Ashi says, hey, I buy new knives, right? So what's the difference? So Omer le tenach mar de efsher le. right? Okay, you can buy new knives. Rashi says you're a rich guy, right? The loef shalei mai. But what about all of us? Right? We have to kasher our knives. So what do you do? So amalei ano keichad akamina. No, I didn't mean I buy new knives. I mean I make them like new. I kasher them. How do I kasher my knives? Katayu betina. First, I cover the handle of my knife with clay. Uparzalayu, because I don't want it to get ruined in what I am about to do. Uparzalayu benura, and then I put the blade in the fire. I put the blade in the fire, and that's why I kasher the blade. Vahadar ma'ilana lakatayu, and then I take the clay off the handle, and baroskin, and I put the handle in boiling water. So I kasher the blade with fire, and I kasher the handle with roskin with boiling water. That's what I do. The hilchos of the Gemara, though, points out, idi baroskin ubukli rishon. We could kasher all knives just with boiling water in the kli rishon. And why? Because we assume that a knife was, most of the time, not used on fire mamish, but it was used with heat, similar to boiling water, so therefore you can kasher it kibolo kachpolto just with boiling water. That is what the Gemara says. Tosfos here points out a stira with a Tosefta. Tosfos says that it's a Tosefta that says that you have to kasher knives with fire. So you have to kasher knives with fire, you have to kasher knives with boiling water. Fire is the highest level. Right? There are different ways to kasher things. Boiling water for most items is okay, but if something is used, let's say a spit on a barbecue where the fire directly goes on it, you can only kasher that with direct fire. Right, because Hagala is considered a lower level of kashering. Question: how Hagala works, how blowtorch works, different levels. But Tosas here points out: so why does one source say knives have to be kashered with fire, and another source knives have to be kashered with boiling water? So there are a number of answers given. Rabbeinu Tam says it depends if it's a spit kind of knife or it's a just cutting chicken kind of knife. If you use it on open fire, it has to be kashered with an open fire. If it's used just regular, like we use knives, so then Hagala would be good enough. Then he quotes another difference, which is a big issue, which we're not going to get into so much, and that is there's a difference between chametz and treif. Chametz is what's called hetera bala. When chametz went into your knife, it was mutter. There's nothing wrong. Pesach came along, it's aser. But when it went into your knife, it was mutter. So hetera bala, so that even though it's used on a spit, says Tosfos, it could be kasher with hagala. Because it's hetera bala. It's really heter when it went in. So you could use the lower level of hagala when you kasher it. Masha Enkein, if you have treif that went in, that's called isura bala. So then that would require libun. Not everybody agrees to this. The Ramban here quotes Tosfos, the Ramban quoting the Rani here quotes Rabbeinu Tam and says, no, chametz is called isura bala. Even before Pesach, it has the shame chametz, and you already foresee that it's going to become aser. A lot of lumdis here, whether chametz is considered hetera bala or isura bala. Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam here in our Tosfos versus the Ramban here quoted in the Ran. Okay, but that's not for now, but that's part of the issue of how do you kasher your knives. Halacha l'maisa, we assume that most of our knives can be kashered with hagala. You just put it in a pot of boiling water, just like your spoons and your forks. Yeah. What do you need to kasher the handle for? Good question. Why do you need to kasher the handle? I guess he assumed that sometimes maybe something spilled onto the handle, something just splattered onto the handle, something hot, and therefore you might have to kasher the handle also. By the way, handles, if the handle is, like we have nowadays, we have sometimes wooden handles and metal knives. Those are big problems to kasher. Because the Shulchan Aruch talks about it, because like in between, if it's all one material, it's a whole metal thing, then you could kasher it. But if it has a separate material connected, very difficult to kasher, because we assume that's considered like a crack inside, which we'll have in a minute, and those are very difficult to kasher. If you ever have a shiloh about those, you really have to ask. You really have to ask, because those are serious issues. Continues the Gemara. Amar funabrei of Yeshua, eitz parur magilo baroskin ubekli rishon. Let's say you have a wooden mixing spoon. We have those. Wooden mixing spoon, just put it into, if it comes treif, put it into boiling water and kasher it. Kasavar, here's the line, kabolo kachpolto. Just like it goes in, it absorbs, so too it goes out. So, just like you used it in hot water and hot liquids, so too that's how you can get it out. Hani mani dekunya. Also very important lamaisa. What if you have glazed cheres? On the outside you have some type of metal, Rashi says, and on the inside you have cheres. So does that become usser? The question here is, does that become usser? Is it called kli cheres? Comes a very lamaisa when nowadays we have glazed china. Right? So china is not kasherable. And china, also just lakula, doesn't need to be toveled. So most of our china is glazed. So does that make it considered glass, or is it still called china? If it's glass, we'd be at the Kala Mikvah a lot more when people are engaged. You have to tovel all your china. We generally assume that china is china. It's earthenware, even if it has a little glaze of glass on it. So that's generally what we assume. But here it talks about it. This is where the sugi is. Hani mani dekunya malos tamushe behu bepischa. Can you use it on Pesach? Do you assume that, can you kasher it? In other words, is it cheres, because that's what the inside is, or is glazed around with this type of metal? So Yerukalot Tiboy Lucha Devadi Asiri. This green type of cheres for sure is usher, because it absorbs very well. The Rashi explains. This other type of cheres, this other type of clay, this white or black clay, my, that's the question. Veheicha de Isbu Kartufni, and if there are cracks in the glaze at all, right, and therefore for sure something's gonna get in, then for sure it's gonna be usher, because that's called cheres. If it's not a perfectly smooth. That's number one. Our question is about if it's only smooth. Mine. So Amar Lei Chazina Lahu. So says the Amor in the answer. Ameimar the Midaisi. But you look at the bowl. On the outside of it, it's already, you already see the moisture of what went inside. So it obviously went straight through. So Midamaisi, since it sweats, since you see moisture on the outside, it must have gone straight through. Alma Bali Biasiri, it must be Bolea, and since it's Cheres inside, Vahatora Hi'idal Kli Cheres, this is also the important line, Shina Yotzi Midei Daftiyol Olam. That's what we paskin. Cheres is not kasherable. Cheres, the treif goes in, it can't come out. Some of it comes out, you see. You see it went through, but the Isser does not come out. And that's why we do not kasher Cheres. That's why you have these shilas. Let's say you have a china from 35 years ago from your great aunt who didn't keep kosher. So what do you do with this fancy set of china? Is there any way to rely on Hefsin Meruba, 25 years, etc.? So that's all. It's a big shila. That's generally, maybe some poskim would fetch out a kula, but generally we're machmir. If there's no Hefsin Meruba, we don't kasher. We kasher every other material. But we don't kasher cheres. We kasher plastic, right? That's why a lot of times dishwashers are kasherable if it's all plastic inside, right? In the olden days, the porcelain dishwashers inside, that's a problem. But most dishwashers nowadays are plastic, and as long as the trays are not cracking, right? That's this gemar kartufni. If the trays are cracking, if you have to get new racks. But generally they're not. Generally they're fine. So you put it through a couple of rinse cycles. Kabbalah kapalto, just like what came trafe with heat, so it will become kosher with heat. So that's as long as it's plastic. Because plastic's kasherable, wood's everything's kasherable, just not cheres. Says the Gemara, umayshal inyan yayin nesach. So why is it? Why are we machmer by yayin nesach? Yayin nesach here doesn't mean literally yayin nesach. It means yayin stam, meaning stam yinam bisman hazeh, which is asur midir rabbanim. The Darsh Marimar says money de kunya bein uchma bein chibri bein yiruki shari. He says all of these made out of the black or the white or the green clay, it's all mutter. What do you mean? We just said cheres is not kasherable. V'chitem yayin nesach rabbanim v'chamis daraisa. And if you want to say once rabbanim, once daraisa, but what do you mean? Call the ticket rabbanim, kei daraisa ticket. Usually Durabanans are patterned after Daraisas. So why is this mutter? Amar Lei, simple answer. You only use this for cold. You only use it for cold, so it doesn't need hechsher. That's why in general, a lot of times, especially for Pesach or Machmir, a lot of times you have these big Haggalah things before Pesach, you see people bringing their kosos and their saucers. Did you ever put something hot in that kos? Use it for one, that's it. So Mikra din, just rinse it. That's it. It's fine. It's kosher for Pesach. But Eisol or Machmer alatzmam. So we're Machmer even to be magil that. But Mikra hadin, if something is only used for cold, it can't become treif. Even if you have chametz in it, it's not chametz stick. There is one or two exceptions, as we'll see one of them in a minute. Amar Rav Baraba, Amar Rav Chiya, Baraba Ashi, Amar Shmuel, Kol HaKelim Shenish Tamshu Bahen Chametz Bitzonein Mishtamish Rehem B'matzah. As we just said, anything that's used for chametz stick cold can Meikar HaDin be used for Pesach, for matzah. Chutz, Baruch Hashem, nowadays we put away our kelim. Right, because most of our stuff is with, but especially in the day when you don't have your separate drawer of plots and plans for Pesach, this is a big kasha. What do you have to be magil? What do you have to kasha or not? So Baker Adin, if something's used for cold, it's mutter. Chutz min beis sa'or, except for beis sa'or, which was a type of kli, Rashi explains, that they used to make dough in, and they used to make cakes in, and the dough used to rise in that kli. So it says, hol shechimuso kasha. The chametz in that kli is very intense, and we assume there, even though it's cold, it went in. It seeped in. And that's why that's cheres, that's not kasherable. That type of kli. Amar Rav Ashi, ubeis charoses kebeis sa'ar. And this other type of kli, beis charoses, which is you use for a vinegary type of substance, is also very spicy, very sharp. Kebeis sa'ar shechimuso kashadami. You assume also that it was boleya in and it's usser. Amar Rava, hani agni de mechuza, this other type of a cooking instrument, a kneading bowl, de mechuza, hova tadiri lemelish buchamira, since they usually knead in there, umashu bachamira, and they leave it in there, kebeis arsha chimusa kashadani. It's considered like this with the chametz's intents. Pshita, what's the difference? It's the same halacha. Mao de tema kibin de revicha shalabu avir velobali, now you might think that since it's open to the air, so it's not intense chametz, so therefore it doesn't become absorbed. Kamashvalon, it does become absorbed. This is an example where there's no heat, but there's a substitute for heat. There are one or two examples in halacha that this is similar to. There's something called kavish kemavushal. Kavish kemavushal means if you have a liquid item, cold liquid item, chicken soup, cold chicken soup. If I keep chicken soup in a pot, in a bowl for a certain amount of time, machlokas mishonim, how much is that amount of time? The pot becomes fleishig, even though there's no heat. We assume that time period is 24 hours. If you have a plastic, one of those plastic things that you buy soup in the store, and if you keep a chicken soup in there for 24 hours, that container is now fleishig. We assume kavush kemavushal, something that is in something, it's not considered cooking. That's what the post can talk about. What if you do this on Shabbos? If you put it on Shabbos, you leave it 24 hours. You're chayv for bishul on Shabbos. So we assume, not in all ways, but kavush kemavushal, we say at least in Hilchas Yaradeya. And therefore, if something is fleishik, or something is milchik, that's kept in a pot for 24 hours, that's what we assume the time period is, it becomes fleishik, and you can use it for fleishik now, but if you want to use it for parv still, then you have to kashrut. That's one example similar to this Gemara, because chimutzo kasha, that takes the place of heat. Sometimes you have times when taking the place of heat is you have that exists. So here are some examples. Kavish kemavushal is another example. Okay, so we'll stop here. Again, today, just remember what we spoke about. We spoke about glass kashering, whether you have to kasher it at three different shitas. We spoke about what we do lamaisa. We spoke about cheres. We spoke about bitzel of kol atar akula, not chametz. That was machlokas on Amar Aleph. We spoke about emabat lenisa lachachila. A lot of important yisodos that we got from today's daf. Okay, we'll stop here. Then we'll continue. And the fleishig milchik bread, that's what I said, we'll get back to on daf lamed vav next week. Today's shiur was Lazech HaNishmas, Yitzchak ben Peretz. And today's the yard site, and Rosh Hashanah ben Aliyah, Rechayim ben Achash HaHomer, Rezach HaNishmach HaLazach HaZizol, Afil HaChir, Balan Torah Mitzah, Shenemar, Adonai HaVeis HaMan Zidko, Yad Gil Torah V'Yad Yir.